Okay, so we are now to tip 9 of social media. So last week, Abby did an amazing job on her own.
Yes.
I'm sorry I left her be, but she did amazing and kind of really dug into all the platforms. And now with that kind of basis, we just felt like the perfect 9th tip is just continue in your walk as you get social. And that walk being your relationship with Christ, you know, keep seeking to grow in that social media etiquette, but most of all, keep seeking to grow in your walk. And Florence, I'll let you read 2 Corinthians if you had kind of wanted to put that word in here. So go ahead.
Thank you, Abby. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." So why I chose that scripture for this segment is we have to walk in the world in everything. We want to get not just social media. So the tip, continue in your walk as you get social, it means what's your walk like in daily life, everything, in your daily life, you know, wherever you are. So for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. So we want to be mindful not to retaliate with a negative comment or something that words can build up. Our words can tear down. Now,
exactly.
And in James chapter 3, verse, the whole chapter is all about the tongue.
Right.
It's all about the tongue. And it's so amazing to me that it's the smallest organ. And coming from medical, you know, I know my anatomy. I mean, but it causes the most damage. It causes the most damage. And so even if we're not social on the computer, we're social in the grocery store.
Right.
Social in the gym. You know, in the gym, you'll hear guys lugging weights around and, you know, they're cussing or stuff, you know, but you still want to maintain your walk is what we're trying to say.
Well, I love how you brought up the tongue, and it's that idea of that other vital resource, like what's in your heart, that's going to come out in your words and what you say. And so as you get social, make sure your heart is right with the Lord, you're staying in. And one of the things Abby and I are discussing potentially is our next topic is doing like the spiritual disciplines and kind of talking about them. Now, I'm not sure if we'll do that or not, but that was one of the things we're talking about. And I think, yeah, make sure that your heart is in tune with the Lord. And again, it's so easy to, I've seen myself use social media more than I'm getting in the Word. And I know we talked about that balance.
Yeah.
And so kind of re-going back to that is that reminder of, you know, how much time are you spending on social media? If I'm spending 3 hours on social media and I'm spending 20 minutes in the Bible, what's going on there? You know, and that's just something to accept. And that's something I think I continually struggle to do. It's easier to be on social media sometimes than dig into the Word of God. So, you know, just again, being totally honest and raw about that, that's something I have. And, you know, if that's something you're having as well, just assessing that, because again, what we fill our heart with is going to be what comes out in our social media interactions.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're going to continue with our slides here. So the next one we have is kind of furthering that is continuing your walk as you get social. Tip 9 is if you said this.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Abby. Absolutely. So if we fit in, we won't stand out for Jesus. And the whole point that Jesus came is for this fallen world is so that we would stand out and we would be disciples of Jesus so that we would stand out and spread the message of Jesus Christ. So if we fit in, I don't want to fit in with the world. I love that I know I am in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Right.
I love that I know that. So do you want to read
verse? Proverbs 1:15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their path. And one of the things that we kept saying when we were talking to each other is like taking your walk to your fingers and what you're typing. And so, you know, it's so tempting to want to fit in with whatever society is deeming great and walk in the way that they're walking. But if we are being honest in our walk with God, we're going to hold our foot back from those paths of evil ways. And again, the straight and narrow to Jesus is a very small path compared to all the paths that lead to destruction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And ask ourselves, before something comes off our tongue, is this something Jesus would say? Mm-hmm. Because if it's not something Jesus would say, chances are we're not going to want to say it if we think that way, if we have that mindset. Yeah. And again, nobody, we're not perfect. We need to give ourselves grace. We're not perfect, but we want to try to allow God to refine our heart and not have a erective barrier up so that we can't shine for Jesus, because that's our ultimate purpose, is to be the light of Jesus.
Amen. And that goes into the Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven. And so when we're on social media, as you're bringing your walk, as you get social, that's going to let the light of Jesus shine and it's going to give glory to God. So
absolutely,
that definitely happens.
And never let any people out there, listen, never let anybody dim your light.
Yeah. Amen to that. And this was something I wanted to share, that I, right before I went on this trip, I had a couple of like projects that I really wanted to get done. And one of the things that's so important to us at CLI that I really love is that we're passionate about the next generation.
Yes.
And we've talked about that a lot. And, you know, the next generation of people that are going to be Christians. And we have a childcare for our staff in Michigan. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are young moms like myself who have a 1-year-old son.
Yep.
And so, my mother-in-law does the directing in that room, so she had asked me to make a Fruits of the Spirit poster, which I have here, and it's just cool because it's like there's a Bible verse with it as well, like talking about that fruit of the Spirit. And, you know, when I kept thinking about this week as we were talking about the continuing in your walk, as you get social, we've mentioned this before too, me and Abby, is the idea of, is the fruit of the Spirit there in those social media interactions? But yeah, I really thought about this today, and it's like, okay, when I write something, is love in it? Am I bringing joy to the table? Am I bringing peace to the table? Am I bringing patience to the table? Kindness, goodness, gentleness? Am I bringing my faith, my faithfulness? Am I having self-control in what I'm doing and what I'm saying and the choices I'm making, both on social media and off social media? And again, if you're continuing in that walk, the fruit of the Spirit is going to be evident. So I like what you have about that fruit, but why don't you say that?
And I love that. Thank you, Abby. I love it because as Christians, we should be excelling. We should be, our fire should be getting more ignited. So is your fruit bowl getting bigger? Are your fruits of the Spirit more pronounced? Are they more prevalent? Are people commenting and saying to you, wow, I know you're a Christian. I know, you know, can you pray for me? Or whatever they're saying, because they recognize your walk. I am here at CLI in grading endorsement letters for persons, students of CLI, seals for wedding officiants. And I love when their fruits, their endorsers, they're talking about the fruits of this person that they want to endorse to marry. And it's beautiful. It just touches my heart so much because their personality jumps off the page. And it's amazing when your walk and your fruit ball keeps growing. And as Christians, we should be getting there. We should be growing and not fading.
Right. Our joy should be increasing, our patience, all those things. Now, again, we're going to have our struggles and we have to, you know, repent of that. But it, is your fruit bowl getting bigger? And that's a question to kind of reflect on here. Because I loved that thought of, hey, every single day, my little son's going to see these posters. Now he's not old enough to read them yet, and it's just, you know, that constant keeping that fruit in all areas of our life and in our personal life and our friendships, our marriages, our children relationships, and in our social media interactions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yes, if anyone wants those, because I actually made those cute little things. Aww. So if Christina asked that, you can email me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of continuing on here in our slides. Oh, I don't actually think I shared the screen. Okay. Yep. There we go. We have a little bit more here on some questions. We already asked you some questions. Is your fruit bowl getting bigger? So keep reflecting on that question.
Yes.
But another question is, do you have a mentor who can hold you accountable in bringing your walk to social media? You know, somebody who you know would say if your walk was not being brought to social media, that kind of thing. So, you know, we talk about mentors a lot at CLI and, you know, having people to come alongside and hold you accountable. Just felt it was really important to mention that as you're seeking to continue in your walk, as you get social,
yes.
Do you have a mentor who can come alongside you in that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's important, we want mentors that we don't want to just have the yes mentors, that yes, everything we say, and if we're off balance, we want to have somebody that's going to be accountable for us. We want mentors that are going to lift us to that next level and not say, oh, it's okay if you didn't read your Bible today. You know, God will give you grace. Yes, and that while that may be true, but you're not going to grow
right.
when you're not in the Lord. God created us for Him, God created us by Him, for Him. So it only makes sense that we would need to be in His book to, you know, in all areas, aspects of our life. So I just love that about, you know, mentorship and like when I mentor personally, when I mentor gals, I'm going to be sound biblical doctrine. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear.
Yes,
and there's so much watered down and it's so sad. And I'm going to pray for everybody that waters down the gospel, but I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. I'm going to tell you about spiritual warfare. I'm going to tell you, and if anything, I mean, I'm going to point you into Dr. Fetish's, into our ethics course, and one of the units, the last one on spiritual warfare is unbelievable. I just had a volunteer interview yesterday on the phone who is going to be taking the Total Fitness course and the ethics course, because I was talking to her about these learnings that I learned, and spiritual warfare, it's real. It's real. We get in the Word so we know how to live and conduct ourselves Christ-like out in the world.
Exactly. And I think that goes back to this question, is your walk consistent throughout your day, including
yes.
social media? You kind of touched on that a little bit of on the first slide on this. But, yeah, when you go to the grocery
mm-hmm.
store, when you – and you had brought up a really good point, yeah, where it's like, okay, if you're – when you go and you're just doing, let's say – you have somebody mess up your order, and I've had this before, and then you go and call, and you're yelling at that person on the phone, and this and that. That's not staying consistent. Again, we all have our moments of frustration and weakness, and we do understand that. We have that too. But to always step back and go, am I being consistent in all my interactions throughout my day in keeping Christ at the center? And, again, that includes social media, and that's, again, why we're really passionate about looking at social media, because it's become such a big part of people's day.
And we're an online school, so we are getting social in a lot of things. And on that vein, I just want to mention one other thing about bringing Christ to everything. A student recently, and the staff all knows, and we're praying, a student recently had his wife was tragically killed in an automobile. She was on a bicycle, and she was tragically killed. But this student is so in Christ, and he's an image bearer of Jesus. What he said to the driver as he hugged him and said, it was a mistake. Let's not get two lives be ruined. He had that in him to tell, it was a mistake. Let's not have two lives be ruined. I think that is just a profound statement of an image bearer of Jesus Christ.
God, Jesus Christ in
his
heart.
And his wife was just killed. And we are praying for him and his two daughters, and we are that the Holy Spirit will just move in his presence and he'll feel the love of Jesus. But he gave that driver a gift.
Right, gave him his life back, that guilt that could have gone with him
mm-hmm.
forever. Yeah,
absolutely.
It, you know, when you were talking about that, it just reminded me of one of the things I had to do for one of my courses was conduct, like, some chapter in Acts, do like a study of, like a hermeneutic course. And I picked in Acts the passage about Stephen getting stoned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of really digging into that in the foreground, like looking at that. And one of the things that I just kept, you know, just so powerful to me is like, you know, we see Jesus do it first on the cross, forgive them, and just prays for them to be forgiven for the evil they're doing. And then you see Stephen do the same thing. And, you know, I had to just wonder, it's like, did he know what Jesus said on the cross, or was he just so full of Jesus too that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he said the same exact thing, his last words is, Father, don't hold this against them. And I think that's just so beautiful what you shared.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, he in essence did it. Now, I guess that guy's alive still, and he's still alive, but his wife isn't, you know, and
right.
he's really saying to that guy and to God, you know, I don't want this held against him.
Right.
Day.
And he can do that because he's in Christ, because he knows his wife is with Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
And Christians are the only people alive that can grieve and rejoice at the same time. And we get it. And so I was so blessed by when I had an opportunity to email him. And I told him we were all praying for him. President Ryan and Pam, Pastor Steve and Marie, mm-hmm. Pastor Brian DeCook even responded. And he's in Ethiopia on missions, the whole staff. Yeah, and Joe emailed me back and he thanked us for our prayers. And he said it really meant a lot to him.
Yeah. Well, and I think I shared about this too, but recently I listened to this sermon on just grief, and it's like the more that we love people, the more that we are going to feel sadness mm-hmm. and pain and all those things, and that's something that as Christians we don't need to shy away from. You know, he's going to be grieving the loss of his wife, but he has just shown such deep love even for this person that made the mistake and it doesn't even know. And if that isn't what shining our light and bringing glory to God is, and what we've been talking about, you know, that is what it is. And
absolutely,
it's just beautiful to see that example.
And can I tell you, this gentleman and his family live in Thailand. They're missionaries in Thailand, and he is so grateful. He's in ministry. He is so grateful for Christian Leaders Institute and his recent ordained certificate with President Ryan's signature. I mean, this is a result of what CLI courses are doing. They're changing the hearts of people, and it's beautiful.
Yes, yes. Praise God. So that was our ninth tip, and we appreciate hearing some of you guys' comments. And, I agree with Pastor Rudy here. That takes the fullness of Christ in a person, and so mm-hmm. we need to keep that fullness of Christ in our social media interactions, and that was really our tip 9. And I do want to quick show all the tips summed up since we're at the end here and we've gone through the other ones. So over to all of our tips. Back into the slideshow, which I'm just going to quick briefly read off, and then if there's any final thoughts, Florence might want to just share about that, or any comments you guys have about these tips, love to hear them, so keep commenting with us.
Yes.
First, present yourself truly in Christ. Mm-hmm. Two, post uplifting videos, photos, and words, and I had seen Charlie say something about if it doesn't glorify God or it's not going to be pleasing to him, don't post it, and that's exactly right. If this isn't going to be glorifying to God, don't post it. Three, be very discerning about what you comment to others. It's just so important that, again, we're being the salt and the light in our comments.
Mm-hmm.
Four, have God-glorifying private messages. That's an extension of a lot of social media, but it becomes another completely different space, a kind of private piece of social media that we talked about some of the etiquette of that. Five, in balance, let social media be a place for building ministry. So, you know, let it be a place where you can share personally what's going on, but also what the Lord has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Six, create healthy boundaries of time spent on social media. So, make sure that mm-hmm. it's not becoming out of balance in your life and something you're doing too much. Seven, bring the comfort and peace of Christ in painful situations. Resolve conflict on social media with biblical principles.
Yes.
So that's Matthew 18, which we were talking about, and we can touch on again if we want. And eight, use various social media platforms to be a space for evangelism. And as we shared today, continue in your walk as you get social and keep seeking to grow in your social media etiquette. It's a journey, like every part of our life. There's going to be times where you have to check and see, am I presenting myself? Am I posting uplifting stuff? Am I being discerning? Am I being God glorifying? Do I have the fruit of the Spirit here? Do I have healthy boundaries? And again, it's going to constantly be a journey where we are going to have times where we do better or worse at it. But if we keep being in His Word and keep pushing forward, our social media interactions are going to show that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And it's how we deal with the negative posts, which shows our true walk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can, again, respond with the tongue that can hurt, or, you know, choose not to attend that argument, you know, if there's a confrontational. And also, you know, in our forums here at CLI, we want you to all bring your Christian walk into the forums as you comment on stuff. If I'm in the forums a lot, and I'm looking around them a lot. And as you're in there commenting, if you have any challenges or anything with any courses, you can email us at staff, email the help desk. We appreciate any feedback in those forums, but also keep that Christian-based. Keep that, the forum communication, light and loving and kind and gentle. And when there's a new student that's in there, hey, I'm your first time in here, you know, give them a little hello, how are you? And we're glad you're here. Because, you know, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. We are not alone in this battle. And it is a battle. We actually live in a spiritual warfare. So if we stick together and if we keep shining the light, eventually, and Jesus, come quickly because we need you, but we want more and more to shine his light and show the glory of our Father in heaven. And we have the best tool. We have social media. We have CLI. We have the internet. Jesus didn't even have the internet, and he fed 5,000 people.
I mean, absolutely.
So it's a great day to be alive and to be a Christian.
It is. And, yeah, we have such an opportunity, as you have said. Mm-hmm. And we love seeing so many of you taking that opportunity in amazing ways, in life-changing ways. And so we just love digging into the social media topic. And I think Abby and I are hoping to produce this into a mini course. So if anybody missed any of the segments, they are on our YouTube, though, already and on the network. So check them out and catch up if you haven't seen them. But also we are hoping to potentially make them a mini course if you are interested in taking them. But we just appreciated the feedbacks and the comments and the participation of those of you that are commenting. That's been just such a blessing to dig into the topic.
Absolutely.
And I'd love to get to dig in a little bit with you today, Florence, and of course with Abby, and even I dug in with Mitch 1 week. So I've had a lot of fun looking at social media and just, it brought a lot of personal reflection for myself. We're excited to keep doing these kind of segments on the live news. It's just been so much fun to have this time together.